Iranian filmmaker Abbas Kiarostami has a lot of fans, among them Martin Scorsese and Quentin Tarantino. He helped make Iranian filmmaking a major international force. Abbas Kiarostami died Monday in Paris. He was 76 years old. Howie Moshevitz of member station KUNC has this appreciation.
Abbas Kiarostami only left Iran twice to make movies. He continued working there even after the 1979 Islamic Revolution. But his situation was complicated, says Godfrey Cheshire. He's written a lot about Iranian cinema pre- and post-revolution and got to know Kiarostami personally.
Kiarostami had support from the government at really the highest levels in some cases. Ministers were backing him and trying to help him. And then he had these hardliners that were pushing against him and restricting his access to materials, etc. So it was a real back and forth throughout his career.
Cheshire says the Iranian government understood the international prestige Kiarostami could bring, but the filmmaker still ran into problems with censors.
For example, he told me that his film, The Wind Will Carry Us, which is a really amazing film, he quotes Omar Khayyam, who of course is this great figure in Iranian literature that people revere, and yet the censor wanted to cut that because, you know, Omar Khayyam can be read in different ways, but in the way that Kiarostami put it in this thing, it was almost saying life after death doesn't exist, and this is something, you know, verboten. So they did, I think, understand the things that he was trying to say to sort of go around the boundaries that were put up around him.
Kiarostami was able to work under those conditions because he looked for truths beyond immediate political situations, says Dorna Khazani, a translator who's worked closely with the director.
He had the authority of poetry, the authority of art, and the authority of cinema. That really, truly went beyond the confines of the time and place he happened to be in Iran. He would take a small subject, and by paring it down and excluding so much, he was able to capture a truth that was decipherable to any viewer anywhere.
Kiarostami told stories about a boy trying to return a school book to a classmate, a poor but likable man who impersonates a filmmaker and gets caught, another man contemplating suicide and looking for someone to bury him. Again, Godfrey Cheshire.
This one particular individual had a vision that was so sophisticated in terms of the formal nature of film, but was also very, very personal and very, very loving in a way. His films, I think, are full of love for people and for culture and for the medium.
Abbas Kiarostami was revered by many around the world and mentored and inspired two generations of filmmakers in Iran. Yet his friend and translator, Dorna Khazani, says he always saw beyond his reputation.
He had at once a grasp of his stature and a complete humility vis-a-vis what had been decreed about his work. He just worked. That was what he had to do. He had work to do. And that's what makes me so unhappy about the news of his death, because he had many more films to make, I feel.
For NPR News, I'm Howie Moshevitz.